This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
The UK general election took place on the 4th of July this year, and today we are hearing from blind and partially sighted people about their experience of casting a vote. Joining us now to talk about his experience of voting in this year's UK general election is Gary Moritz. Great speaking with you, Gary.
And you too, Paulina.
Gary, how did you vote? Did you vote in person? Did you vote by proxy?
I voted in person. I went along equipped with my magnifier, and I went in relatively quiet, so it wasn't too stressful. And I go in and, well, they asked for my address. I gave them my name and address, and they asked for some ID. So I presented my Freedom Pass, which has a photo on it. And then they gave me a 5-size slip with the candidates' names on. And they directed me to a booth which was not a closed-off booth. It was an open booth. It has some markers on there to put your cross. And there was only a handful of names on the list, so it wasn't too complex. But I used my magnifier to read who was who. And then I put my cross in the appropriate box and then put it in the voting box.
And before heading off to the polling stations on the day of voting, was it easy for you to find out what sort of type of photo ID you can bring? Because obviously this is the first time in Britain that we had to bring photo IDs with us.
Well, I did wonder that, funny enough, and I did get an email from RNIB. And thankfully, I read it in time because they did mention the photo ID. So I went on the website, they provided a link for me and saw the list of things that you can bring, a passport being an obvious one, but fortunately I also had a Freedom Pass, so I used that. But I must admit, had I not read that email, I would never have known that, because obviously for years I've never had to do that before.
Yeah, and I feel like that's the thing. Not everyone has a passport or a driver's license. So if you weren't aware, then you would have to be sent back to bring the correct ID. And then if you don't have it, you can't vote.
Well, I did imagine that, thinking if I'd gone down there without that knowledge, I would have to have come back. Like you said, I mean, I had my Freedom Pass on me anyway, which is just as well, but if they didn't accept a Freedom Pass and they only wanted a passport or driver's license, it would have been a problem. But yeah, I mean, the array of options you could bring were fairly multiple. Yeah, still, you think it's more that you needed to know in the first place. I don't ever recall hearing something like that on the news, for example.
And overall, did you find the experience of voting quite comfortable?
I was comfortable in this instance, yes. I've not been comfortable in the past when there was a booth that was closed off. So it was like a booth you entered, like, I don't know, curtains or something. I can't remember now. And that obviously made the booth a little bit dark for me. And I did struggle. I actually have to have someone come from behind the desk to help me. But with that experience, I now go with a magnifier, an app on my phone that can help light things up and magnify things. So yeah, I'm more equipped now.
And when you went to vote, did you mention that you are visually impaired or ask for any extra assistance?
I would have done if I needed it, so I was prepared to do that. But the way it was set out, and the hall was very bright and there wasn't many people there, so I didn't have anything really to negotiate and need assistance for, so it was okay.
And are there any other improvements you would perhaps want to see going forward when it comes to making voting more accessible?
The photo ID information, as I say, I never knew about that until I received the email from RNIB. It's not RNIB's responsibility to inform us, but, you know, they did it anyway, thankfully. So I feel the information from the government, the media can help out a bit more with that. I've watched the news enough and I've not once heard about photo ID. So, yeah, that concerns me a little bit. Other than that, from my point of view, my personal point of view, there wasn't much else that concerned me.
Well, Gary, thank you so much for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio and sharing your experience with us today.
You're more than welcome.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.